Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Well, I hope you have really enjoyed the teaching on the good tree. But more importantly, I hope that and pray that you have taken it into your heart and allowed it to be a mirror to your life to see where you really are in God. Are you really saved or a faithful churchgoer? Are you really birthed from above, or are you hoping there's a family plan in heaven? Well, I got some good news, my friend. Guess what? No family plan in heaven. If you make it to heaven, it will be because you have been birthed from above. Now, if you are from above, you have lost your life, and now you live by the life of the Son of God. And more good news, my friend, if this is not you, then there is still air in your lungs. You still have time to make it right between you and God by taking Christ up on his free offer of redemption through his shed blood on Calvary's cross. As Paul says in Ephesians 2 and 8, we are saved by grace through faith. If you have any questions or any concerns about your salvation, please feel free to give me a call at 910-382-9287, and we can talk about it before it is too late. Okay, back to the good tree. As I said last week, this may be the last installment, but we will see what God has for us. Freedom, freedom, what a wonderful word indeed. Many people ask me, of the 90 countries I have ministered in, which one is my favorite? And my quick reply is always America. Not because of her plenty and grandeur and majesty, but because of her freedom. Now, in God, the word freedom takes on different meanings. I will tell you that. Actually, in God, there is no freedom to do what we want to do and say. If we really want to walk with God, we will have to walk in his divine spiritual principles of limitations and restrictions. Do you, do and say only those things that God wants us to say and do? No freedom for ourselves, but freedom to walk with a holy God. You know, God, taking us as we are and lifting us up out of the earthly realm and putting us into another realm is not, repeat, not how he gets us free from sin and darkness. Oh no. We are earthly creatures, especially by nature. God cannot take earthly creatures and put them into a spiritual realm. Let me say that again. God cannot take earthly creatures and put them into a spiritual realm. Now, I wish he would, but in his holiness, he does not. He does not override our free will. Even angels were given a free will. Rather, God has to address the realm that is in us, the life that is in us. Let me say that again. Rather, God has to address the realm that is in us, the life that is in us. He has to set us free from our earthly life and give us the life of his precious Son. Make of us a new spiritual creature in Christ Jesus. Again, Christ in us and us in Christ. Till Christ be formed in us. Galatians 4:19. Wow, that's God's goal. And only then can we be set free from the earthly into the spiritual realm. But that is only the beginning. That's right, it's only the beginning. Being joined with Christ through the Spirit, our spirit with the Spirit of Christ, making us one spirit. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 6:17, now open up your heart and your mind here, my friend, but he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Did you get that? He who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. This, my friend, is why we can say that we have been saved, not because we believe. This, my friend, is why we can say that we have been saved. Not because we believe it to be so. There has to be a basis for our redemption. And when we truly have confessed, or we really agree with God, what he's saying about us is true, and if we repent, or we turn, or we stop, or we about face from what we know to be sin, then and only then can we say we are birthed from above, or we are saved. Until then, we are living and a hope and a prayer, like most of the church worldwide, hoping that God loves them, believing that Jesus died on a cross, but have never taken it to the next level of allowing God to reveal their heart before Him. So they continue in organized religion that pacifies the desire in them to know a holy God. We must understand how we are saved. That's right, we must understand how we are saved. What regeneration and justification and what sanctification is. My friend, as I said, this is only the beginning. The next step is we are to grow, therefore, in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3:18. And open up your spirit again wide here, my friend. We have to continue as a new creature of Christ, learn Christ. We have to allow a growing knowledge of Him to renew our mind according to truth. Let me say that again. This is so important. We have to continually, as a new creature in Christ, learn Christ. We have to allow a growing knowledge of Him to renew our mind and according to truth. As I said in the past, the root problem that most Christians is that they are abiding in the wrong tree, even if they believe Jesus died for their sins. They are still living out from their earthly nature. They are looking at themselves instead of looking at Christ. They are possessing themselves for themselves, even if they think it is for a good reason, such as obedience to God in religion. Those who are in legalism are examples of this. They do not trust in Christ, but they trust in themselves, and their obedience, this is nothing more than self-ownership, using the laws of God, the touch knots, the taste knots, and the feel knots to accomplish things for God. The only solution for us is to take our place at the death of Christ and lose ourselves. Let me say that again. The only solution for us is to take our place in the death of Christ and lose ourselves to Him. We must be planted in the vine. Ask yourself, what do you think you can contribute to Christ? My friend, there is only one answer, and that is nothing. God says all He wants us to do is one thing: lose our life for Him. Wow. Then, and only then, we will be able to find Him as our life. Never forget, Christianity is not a religion. Let me say that again. Christianity is not a religion. It is not a belief system where if I follow it, you know, we'll have results in God, like blessings and life and all these temporal things. No. I'm sorry, Joel Osteen, what you're teaching is a lie. Christianity is Christ in us. He is our life. Let me say that again. Christianity is Christ in us. He is our life, from which we live out from. And that requires us to lose our life. We must lose our life so that we can find His life. This is the good news of the Bible. There is no other good news. This is the good news. This is the message of the New Testament. This is the message that Paul preached all throughout the Pauline epistles, that we must lose our life. This is what Jesus taught in an example of all of His life, that we must lose our life so that we can find His life. Wow, this is the good news. Doesn't sound like good news, but I will tell you, it is good news for those who can find that news, that can come into the place in God where they can lose their life by allowing God and making that prayer, God, do whatever it takes to change my life, to kill me so that I can learn of You, so that I can walk in those truths of You. Yes, this is the good news of the Bible. Now, next week, I would like to start a new series from the series, or the one and only series, and that will be on the resurrection. The resurrection. Wow. We're coming up to Christmas here, and then we're going to have Easter and then the resurrection, but let us learn a little bit about the resurrection. And I got some homework for you. Read John 11, 25 and 26. Again, John 11, 25 and 26. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting and hoping that you have a tremendous week, and you're getting it. It's all coming clear. Talk to you guys next week. And always remember that we love you. Give us a call if you have any questions. Amen.